Once a casket is buried, you probably expect it to stay in the ground. The fact that the caskets here didn't do that created a unique situation in this city. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. Visit agroliquid.com.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgroLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgroLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
Out here, music has no fences. This is The Farm on My Farm Radio.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Country music picked exclusively for and by you, the American farmer.
I got friends in low place.
The music you want and the ag information from Farm Journal you need. The Farm on My Farm Radio.
To get The Farm on your phone, go to myfarmradio.com.
Robert Florence is an expert on everything in New Orleans, it seems. He is the president of Historic New Orleans Tours, and one of his favorite topics is the city's unique cemeteries.
The first burials in the city took place exactly where the city itself started, which was along the banks of the river. The first burials were placed on the natural levee along the banks of the river because that was the highest and most well-drained land in the city.
But as Robert explains, while the ground was higher than much of the rest of the city, it was still in a floodplain.
If you can imagine what happens to a wooden buoyant casket, which is forced below the ground and the water table rises, floodwaters could come up over the banks of the river, break caskets apart, and send human remains washing through the streets of the city when it rained heavily. So the first response to this was to simply place the cemeteries outside the limits of the city.
But as the city grew, there simply wasn't a suitable place to be found for those in-ground burials.
The Spanish introduced the above-ground burial forms. In fact, these wall vaults are something right out of Spain, and you'll see them in Spanish colonies all over the world, the Caribbean, the Philippines. The first one was 1789.
The body is placed in a vault or family tomb for at least a year's time. Then Mother Nature does her job.
Remember the year and a day period of time? It's not an awfully long time to expect human remains to break down, but if you take an unembalmed corpse and put it into one of these things between the months of May and September, it gets up into hundreds of degrees Fahrenheit every day, and then you add the humidity and the microbes and the insects.
The body is then moved within the vault to allow room for other burials in the above-ground crypts. You can see this story by downloading the free My Farm TV app and looking under the American Countryside tab. More next time as we travel the countryside in New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm Andrew McCrae.